Hey everyone, it's Keith. Sorry that there's no episode today. We got, Damon and I got into a little bit of trouble with the Church of Scientology after last week's episode. They didn't love some of the stuff that we said, so now they're just kind of having us over at one of their compounds and just kind of like trying to, hear us out. We're trying to hear them out. We're trying to see both sides of the issue. The issue being Scientology, I guess. And if you can hear some what sounds like sizzling, they are attempting to. I guess it's just sort of a tradition of theirs where if they're trying to see someone else's perspective, they will force them to touch a very hot stove top. And so the sizzling you're hearing is, in fact, that is. My flesh on the oven, on the stovetop, and it does hurt immensely. But I like to. We love travel, and travel is all about understanding other people's perspectives, right? And kind of seeing where they come from. And so I'm trying to do that by voluntarily putting my hand and keeping my hand on the stove. It's not taped down to the stove in any way, and it's not like there's duct tape that's like melting. Kind of becoming one with my flesh, and I'm not worried about becoming a silver man. So anyway, this is my one phone call because it's rude in the Scientologist tradition to call outside world more than once when you're trying to do one of these things. So just wanted to let you know that we're fine and we're gonna be back in the studio and have a new episode next week. And the reason that Damon is not talking is not because his mouth has been sewn up in some sort of Cronenberg-esque body horror scenario. It's in fact, well, it is that, but it's just not as scary as it sounds, okay? So he's gonna be fine. We're gonna take all the thread out eventually, and I'm gonna remove my hand from the stovetop, and we'll be back in the studio and make a new episode for all of you. So yeah, don't worry. And yeah, the best time to travel is every time. So bye.